I'm Peter Solomon. It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. My guest today is pianist Russell Ferrante, a founding member of the Grammy-winning jazz fusion group, the Yellow Jackets. They're headlining the 28th annual Twin Cities Jazz Festival. They'll be performing Friday, June 19th at 8:30 p.m. on the main outdoor stage at Mears Park in St. Paul. I started the conversation with Russell Ferrante by asking to talk about his musical backstory and the path that led him to founding the Yellow Jackets. I like to begin by getting people to talk a little bit about their musical background. I knew you came up in the Bay Area, so I was kind of curious about how you came into music and some of the things that sort of shaped you early on.
Yes, I actually grew up in San Jose and lived in San Francisco for 2 years before moving to Los Angeles. And in the Bay Area, when I started playing, this was the early 1970s. It was a very fertile time for music, a lot of different styles. You know, there wasn't the compartmentalization that has since happened, you know, in various radio formats. You could hear all styles of music on the radio. So the early gigs I played were in nightclubs for dances, like R&B kind of things. I was in a band called Willie Scott and the Mind Changers, and we played kind of the R&B hits of the day. And it was in San Jose where I met Robin Ford. And it's really through Robin that I became a professional musician. And actually, he was the catalyst for the formation of Yellow Jackets.
Went down the road to Fannie Mae's. I went to tell her what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't start me to talk.
So I understand that the two of you played with Jimmy Witherspoon, and you've been quoted as saying that was quite an educational experience. Can you talk about what that was like and what you took from that?
Yes, that was really an amazing experience. So I was attending San Jose State University at the time, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I had met Robin and joined his band. I think I was 21 years old. And the first thing we did was he was playing with Jimmy Witherspoon, and our first concert was in Newport News, Virginia, and I'd never even been on an airplane before. So we flew out there and we played this huge stadium opening for the group War. And then our second gig was at Shea Stadium as part of, I think it was the Cool Jazz Festival. And then we flew to Europe for 5 weeks and we opened for Eric Burdon, who had a band, and he was the former lead singer in the Animals, and it was just a whirlwind. So that was kind of my jumping in to the world of being a professional musician. After that, Robin left the band, and we did one more long tour with Jimmy Witherspoon throughout the United States, you know, driving cross country in a van. Where actually it was a station wagon with a U-Haul trailer on the back. And our first gig was at the Half Note in New York. And I remember it was during the winter. There was terrible snowstorms, a gas shortage. We ended up arriving one day late for the gig. And it was just like craziness from that point onward. But definitely a crash course in being on the road and navigating the various hazards you encounter. But as a young person, I mean, it was so exciting and just a thrill to be sharing the bandstand with this legendary singer. He had a band full of young guys, and I would say he mildly took advantage of us, but not anything terrible.
Yeah, but not the worst you've seen, I guess.
Well, no.
So tell me about Robin Ford and what led to the formation of the Yellow Jackets.
Yes, well, Robin, shortly after we were playing with Jimmy Witherspoon, I think Tom Scott had seen Robin in Los Angeles and invited him to join the LA Express, and then they went on to play with Joni Mitchell, and Robin got a recording contract, and we had stayed in touch. I was living in San Francisco at the time and was considering moving, and he invited me to move to Los Angeles and be in his band and record with him and go on the road. And that's when I met the Yellow Jackets' original bassist, Jimmy Haslip, and original drummer, Ricky Lawson. And we made a recording for Robin. It was called The Inside Story. And that was really the beginning of the musical association of the people that became Yellow Jackets. We were still Robin's band at the time, and he went on to do more vocal and follow a solo career path, but we essentially formed a band within a band to play the instrumental music we had been working on, and that became Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets are referenced as one of these pioneering fusion bands. And I was wondering about that label, what you make of it, and is that something you apply to yourself, and what does that mean to you even?
Yeah, I think, you know, probably all musicians have some resistance to being labeled, right? Because actually everything is a fusion. It's a amalgam of different styles. I mean, whether you're talking dance, art, whatever, everyone has learned from the things that came before them and incorporate the various elements around them that appeal to them. So in all of those senses, certainly we're a fusion of all the stuff we love. But I guess one distinction might be, I think fusion, when the genre first was kicked off, or the first way it was used, I think of it more as like rock and jazz. And I think of bands like Return to Forever and John and McLaughlin, those groups that were really kind of more rock oriented, really aggressive. And then our kind of the approach of Yellow Jackets and other bands was more like maybe more of an R&B meets jazz, less rock and roll meets jazz. And I don't mind, you know, whatever people, whatever they want to label it is fine. You would hope that before they have a negative association, you know, some people do with the term fusion, you hope before that kicks in, they would give a listen to the music and really evaluate it on its own terms. I think our band, really, we draw upon, you know, acoustic jazz, R&B, kind of some ethnic influences, even classical music. So it's pretty varied stylistically.
Sometimes groups are defined by the particular combination of personalities. I mean, famously the Beatles, of course, but I'm also thinking of like the modern jazz quartet. My understanding of the dynamics between John Lewis and Milt Jackson were that like John Lewis was all about kind of organization and understatement, and Milt Jackson, which was more of a free spirit, and sometimes they were at odds, and it kind of powered the music. Was there any sort of dynamic like that in effect with the Yellow Jackets, either when you first started or in the years since?
There hasn't been much of that, actually. And one of the defining characteristics of the band is it's always been a cooperative. There's no leader. Everyone has input. So I think that's been one of the great lessons being in this band, how to present your ideas and be generous and leave room for input from everyone. And generally speaking, like when someone writes a song, they'll make a demo of it and they write a chart and present it to the band, but always with the understanding that the other players are encouraged to change things or make it feel right for them. You know, no, have you heard the term demo love? You know, you make a recording and you get attached to all these details that you've programmed, and that's not at all what we do. So that kind of cooperative spirit is one of the main ingredients that's led, I think, to the longevity of the band. It's been now 47 years. And I think a big part of that is because everyone really is encouraged to fully participate and be a decision maker and create the music, bring themselves to the music and make their contribution. One conflict actually that has come up recently in our band has been volume, because there's electric instruments and there's acoustic instruments, and the louder it is on stage, the more difficult it is for the acoustic instruments to speak, you know, without overplaying and overblowing and so forth. So that's been a negotiation that we've all had to make, how to still have the fire and the intensity in the music without the volume. And we've learned a lot about that, especially in this last couple of years, how to shape the music to have lots of dynamics. And it can get loud, but it can also be very gentle and encourage the listener to lean in, you know, not assaulting the listener, but really drawing the listener in by playing with more space and restrained volume. And I think Bob Mincer has spearheaded that, and it's been really good for us.
It seems like the Yellow Jackets have been able to kind of walk a line between playing, I guess you might call it more R&B, more commercially viable music, and things that are more challenging improvisational vehicles. Like when I listen to your music, I don't feel like you guys have watered anything down. I'm hearing a lot of like meaty harmonies, and, you know, I could hear like contemporary improv techniques. You know, how do you balance those things?
There are certain elements in the music that I think have more broad appeal. Like we like beautiful melodies, interested in grooving, having the music rhythmically feel really good. But I don't think anyone approaches the band like maybe a pop group might approach, like figure out what people want and try to create that. I think the music comes first and foremost from, you know, the desires of each of us to create something of quality and something that excites us, and hoping that if we can accomplish that, that will translate to the audience. So we're playing the music that we really want to play and that we are proud of and feel good about. We don't want to feel like we have to make excuses for anything we've played or written or recorded. We've been really lucky in that regard. We haven't had pressure from record companies or managers or anything like that to really change what we're doing. We're free to create as we would like. It's a pretty rare situation.
Is there anything else that you'd want to add in advance of your appearance at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival?
Just would like to thank all the fans that have supported our music through the years. They're a big reason why we've been able to sustain our careers, that there are people out there who are listening and who find value in inspiration from the music that we do. A big shout out and thank you to all of those fans. And also, I think in the days that we find ourselves, music is one of those things that can really bring people together. There is, you know, without getting too preachy, there is a lot of division and a lot of polarization. And it's nice to be involved in something that brings people joy and brings people together. So we're really, you know, feel fortunate to be doing that.
My guest today on The Morning Show, pianist Russell Ferrante, a founding member of the Yellow Jackets. You can catch them live at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival Friday, June 19th at 8:30 on the main stage at Mears Park. For more information, go to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.